coming at you from the city that never sleeps, bringing you the best music from the five boroughs and beyond. This is Insomnia Radio, New York.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Insomnia Radio New York. This is episode 10. I'm still your host, Sarah Morrison, and I've got 8 tracks from artists from in and around NYC for you. But first off, a humble apology. I am so sorry it's been so long between episodes. 1,000 bajillion heartfelt sorries. I promise to try and make sure it doesn't happen again. Real life annoyingly got in the way for a couple of months, but I'm back now, and hopefully I'll be able to get the episodes out with slightly higher frequency from now on. But right, onto the music, and our first artist is Jelly, or J-E-L-L-I. I'm not sure whether to spell it out or say it, but either way, here he is with White Lines.
Potential is fleeting. Chemicals regulated heart.
So that was Jelly from Staten Island with White Lines from his recent EP called simply the Jelly EP. It's a very varied record, 5 songs, all completely different, from rock through to acoustic stuff, bits of punk even. He's a very, very well-rounded bloke, really. I say bloke, otherwise known as Christopher Sauter. He's a one-man band, so everything you heard on that track was all him, including the recording, production, everything. There's apparently a full-length release in the works for next year. Check the show notes. I always get that one wrong. Check the show notes for links to his MySpace, Twitter, and places to buy the record. Right, our next track is from a band called Jupiter One with Flaming Arrow.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
From 12 stories high, watch the smoke against the sky, and the daytime turns into dark.
From their new album Sun Showers, that was Jupiter One with Flaming Arrow. The band are currently on tour with Regina Spektor at the moment, which is quite impressive, and apparently she picked them personally to support her, so well done them. Again, check the show notes for links to their site, MySpace and Twitter, and also for a link to buy the album, which is very good, by the way. I'm sure you don't want to sit there listening to me reeling off URLs all day, so I've decided to skip them for this episode. So I'm just going to keep saying check the show notes, and hopefully I won't fumble it again. Right, next up is the curiously named Kittens Ablaze, and I can't decide whether I'm amazed or appalled by that name, but either way, doesn't matter. This track's called This Machine Is Dying, and it goes like this.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3!
This machine is dying. This machine is dying. And this machine is dying. And this is the end of this machine. Well, I'll come over and put tax on your roof. And I'll clear away the dead trees and I'll spend
from Brooklyn. That was Kittens Ablaze with This Machine Is Dying, and that's taken from their new album The Monstrous Vanguard. Again, check the show notes for lots of exciting links. Now next, we have a band called The Big Fat, and that's fat with two T's, and they're quite something, to be honest. Their submission email was one of the funniest I've read in quite a long time. It's just always great to hear from bands that don't take themselves too seriously. I'll give you a little peek at what they said after the song, but for now, this is The Big Fat with Mr. Subwayman.
Said, love the cow, love the hog, love the sky, got to love the fog. Love the apple sits on the tree that you can't touch, but you can't see my children. eyed children, and the kids they dance all around. When they hear that subway sound, and they say, hey, Mr. Subway Man, hey, Mr. Subway Man, we're doing the best we can, we're doing the best we can. Hey, Mr. Subway Man, hey, Mr. Subway Man, we're doing the best we can, we're doing the best we can. His drum, and he beats his drum, and he beats his drum, his drum, his drum, his drum, his drum, his drum, on the subway tracks of New York City. And he said, love the man who sings on the street, love the grandma with her dancing feet, love the whistle, love the bird who sings a song you never heard, my children. And the kids, they dance all around when they hear that drum beat sound. And they say, hey, Mr. Subway Man, hey, Mr. Subway Man, we're doing the best we can, we're doing the best we can. Hey, Mr. Subway Man, hey, Mr. Subway Man, we're doing the best we can, we're doing the best we can. And he beats his drum, he beats his drum, and he beats his drum, his drum, his drum, his drum, his drum, his drum, on the subway tracks of New York City, subway tracks of New York City.
Again from Brooklyn, that was The Big Fat with Mr. Subway Man from their album Belly Full of Brains. Again, check the show notes for links to buy it. It's very good fun, and I promise it's an album that will make you smile. It's a pay what you want kind of deal with a minimum of, I think, $5. But this is how they describe themselves in their submission email. Quote, The Big Fat hold permanent resident statuses in funk, blues and classical music, but spend most of their time in Brooklyn. Unquote. Later on, The Big Fat will have you dancing one moment, crying the next, and eventually pooping yourself. End quote. Hopefully that last point isn't too literal. I'd really hate for my podcast to cause any embarrassment or mess. But very good fun. It's nice to read an email like that on a Monday morning from bands that really don't take themselves seriously. Always brightens up my week. And now, where are we? On to our guest artist for this episode. This time it's London band Fanfalo, who I first heard on the record-breaking epic that was the Amped podcast number 200. In the section submission from Three from Leith. This doesn't happen to me very often, but I heard this one song and instantly fell in love and went and bought their album after just one song. If you're ever in a bad mood, it's an album, it's called Reservoir, and it's definitely one to cheer yourself up with. It's just lovely. The song from Amped, from the Amped podcast, was one called The Walls Are Coming Down, but I decided to play a different track from the same album just so there's more of their work out there in the podosphere. So this is Fanfalo with the track Ghosts.
Thank you.
Farlow there with Ghosts. Again, check the show notes. That was from their album Reservoir, which was released earlier this year. Now, I should probably mention at some point during this episode that I did try and record this show without a script. I thought it might flow a bit better if I just tried to ad-lib the links from the little notes that I make about each song. But it turns out that I suck at that. I got about halfway through and realised that half the audio was ums and ers, and to be honest, there are enough of them even when I'm scripted. So I'm going to knock that one on the head for a while and keep writing stuff for myself to say. Even this bit about scripting myself is scripted. I actually sat down and wrote all this crap so I could explain it to you. Weird, huh? Right, now, backtrack. On to yet another Brooklyn band. This is Incadeo with Communist Lecture. Thank you.
This is starting to sound like a communist lecture. It's starting to look like a forced Armageddon. Hell calls hell, how could I forget it? I'm beginning to think the string of events is in the wrong sequence. Do you remember the time that I met you? You were blue in the light, good God, it was a disaster. The first time I saw you, I lost my balance. When I saw you last, I lost my balance.
Album Making Our Graves, that was Communist Lecture by Incadeo. Again, check the show notes for all the shiny links. Now, while I've got a bit of time, I'll just mention something that is happening that's quite exciting. On the 21st of this month, for any UK listeners out there, it's the 4th annual UK Pod Crawl, which is occurring in London. Now, it'll be my first one, and it's going to be what I can only imagine as a big group of podcasting geeks taking over many, many pubs and drinking many, many pints of beer and recording bits and bobs on the fly that we may come to regret later. And I cannot wait. It starts at 11 a.m. at the Argyle Arms on Garrick Street in London. It's open to podcasters, musicians and listeners. So anyone really, come down if you're about. All the info is in the show notes. It's going to be a lot of fun, so come down and see us. Now on to our next song, which is from Martin Rivers, and it's called Sleeping in the Shed.
Trucks that sear the highway night make a noise of pinkish white. My head sleeps in the window, the sounds of cradle, pattern aching but not quite. Who's that riding in the back, searching for the heart they lack? Driving, searching for a meaning, in search of feeling, need a build and seats to the back. Radio whirls and wine, tells a story just not mine. Station identification, an unknown language, words is music by design. This boy's body is betrayed, nothing ever stays the same. Hold you somewhere I should go, someplace I may never know. Nothing in the end remains. Like a powder made to work, people fly away like birds. Children singing in the trees, saying farewell to me, second slicing into birds. In the left side of my head, I can hear the things you say. Questions nestled in the pillow, a bed of answers.
From his new album called Sea of Clouds, that was Sleeping in the Shed by Martin Rivers. He gives away free downloads of live recordings that he's done on his site. So once again, you guessed it, check the show notes. He's very active on the NYC scene, so definitely one to keep an eye out for if you're in the area. Now, last but not least, we have Ludlow Lions with Keyboard Teeth. They're from Brooklyn. The song is from the album No Stories, and you can download that album for whatever price you like, even if you want it for free. But every little helps, so chuck them a few quid, or bucks, I suppose I should say, as well. Again, show notes. You know the drill, people. And this is where I'm going to say goodbye. So if you have any comments, suggestions, bands you'd like to hear on the show, or if you just want to say hi, please email me at sarah@insomniaradio.net. And just before I go, I'd like to say a quick hello to a couple of the show's most avid listeners who have been badgering me to get this episode out to great effect. So thank you and hello to David and Jack. This has been Insomnia Radio New York. It's been episode 10. I've been Sarah Morrison, and this is Little O'Lions. Listening to Insomnia Radio New York. Check the show notes at newyork.insomniaradio.net. Thanks for listening.